And joining us in the studio is problematic artist. Not problematic in a bad way, but in a good way. Yes, Mary Hannibal. Mary, welcome to CFM Serie. How are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm no longer very problematic.
I am very problematic. Why? If you say, Mary, next week, don't worry, we'll share a plan. On the Monday, boss.
She cancels?
No, she'll say, how far? I'll let you know.
I'm staying on business, Kat.
No, you're standing on business.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she's a busy girl.
Yeah, of course. Again, welcome to CFM Serie. How you doing? You look great. I love the hairstyle.
I'm doing great.
The Afrocentric vibe and look is just perfect.
Exactly.
I think the hairstyle speaks into the craft that she does, hey?
Yes, it does.
The type of music she does as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's take us through the journey. When you started this, how old were you when you picked up maybe a microphone, Mbira? I don't know. What triggered you to fall in love with the craft, with art?
I grew up in a musical family, and then professionally I started doing backing vocals for many artists.
Okay, you know what? I have time. Which artist?
Haibo.
No, come on.
sis, mom. So I did for Ja Praiser, Fungicide, Pastor Josh Case, and some artists. I'll do some backing vocals in the studio, and not so much song, but I'm like, I think I know this song from somewhere.
Did you pop a song? Really?
Yeah, so I've worked with a number of artists on so many projects. And I just make, like I said, Ja Praiser, Fungicide.
Do you remember which year it was when you were working with Ja Praiser?
Ja Praiser, I started working with him 2021 up until last year, 2020.
Last year. So when is there a particular song? If I go back now, I'm going to hear your voice.
Okay, it's your Mirara album. I think my voice in
Onzeka
and my Tababa album, and this recent album as well.
No way! Yes.
Wow, now we know.
We know.
That's huge, eh?
Snitch Remy Rajo
at the amazing Steamy and the other baking vocals as well. Yeah.
That's so cool, man. Yeah. And then when you decided to say, hey, man, I genuinely want to do my own thing, I want to write and produce and release my own music. Mm-hmm. When did you make that decision?
So in 2020, I released my first debut single called Bonzo Maderere then. Mm-hmm. And then, but I wasn't really sure because I'm coming from a backing vocalist perspective whereby Dango be covered Magasiana Siana, and I was also even confident if I can do this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was doing some work low key, recording a lot of music, uh-huh, and also learning a lot from the musicians that I was working with.
Uh-huh.
It's just seeing how they work, how they coordinate the bands, how they travel, etc.
Uh-huh.
So I was learning. It was a learning process for me. And then also challenging myself, am I really able to do this? Yeah. So 2020, I released. Then 2022, I also released a number of singles like Gogoride, Mvura, Narini. And then I performed at Jakarta. I was like, I think
I've arrived. Yeah.
Not if I arrived. I'm still almost going. I think I can do it. I guess this is the starting point whereby you can also be recognized to perform at such a prestigious stage as the Jakarta Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2023, I started touring Canada. 2024, South is a Busara. We did Massa. What else did we do, guys?
You were touring Germany. I was seeing that.
Yeah, I called her. Uh-huh. I said, yo, I want you to come through for the Acoustic Cafe, right?
Uh-huh.
She said, hey, man, I'm a problematic artist. I called her. I said, Mary, I saw you perform. You're really good.
Was
at Acoustic Cafe. She's like, I'm so keen, but I'm flying to Germany the following day. I broke my heart, boss.
I'm sorry.
How was that tour? Don't mind to tender. How was the tour in Germany?
It was amazing. A lot of lessons learned, mm-hmm, a lot of connections,
mm-hmm,
and the cake is too big for the international markets. But feel like musicians, we need to work very hard so that we can tap into that space because the cake is too big.
It's too big.
Yeah, let's keep the authentic Zimbabwean sound, and mm-hmm, trust me, they need this authentic sound.
All right. You were talking about touring different cities. How many cities did you tour in Germany?
I did 17 cities.
Wow.
That's a lot.
24 shows.
That must have been
the ones I wrote on my social media because I was also doing like private gigs and workshops, etc.
Okay.
Wow.
And I see you don't move in isolation. You're with Titch, Abel, Tijo here.
Yeah.
and guitarist, the whole show is there.
Yeah,
they're all
yeah.
here. What made you make that decision? Because you're a Mbira player. So why did you decide to have a whole band, a whole group?
Because, you know, Mbira, you know, danger in accompaniment. And these guys have been friends. From
okay.
different musicians that I've worked with, and oh. now they are more like family to me. So
you waka waka ba my instrumentalist kuno among my band.
Iba waka to ba kwandi ribo zagata ngakudara to my friends.
Ah, alright, so kapo. Nana ngo clarify. Nana ngo clarify.
Throwing daggers. This is a dagger interview.
Come attack you. Never do it. Nana kubaiyini.
No, I'll try to save you. Don't worry. From him. Oh, I'm trying to save you.
You know, when
him.
Someone is asking you, Daguba, they're going to point a foot to your gun at you. Daguba,
plus one radio, just going to answer. So, Mbira, Narian, Mbira is a very unique instrument to Zimbabwe and also, you know, a couple of African countries. Mm-hmm. Why the choice of playing Mbira? Because it means so much to us as Zimbabweans, especially when you go out there.
Honestly speaking, I feel like...
And you're a young person, sorry.
Yeah.
So obviously, I don't think it's associated with young people being able to play the Mbira.
Mbira is... I loved it because I started playing it in high school and everybody else was
high
moving
school.
To...
Wow.
Yeah, Pame Bringles. I was taught by...
Nice.
Mr. Lindsay Mplanga. So everyone was choosing the other instruments.
Yes.
And I was like, but I think I should try this one. What's so... Why is everybody
why is
not,
it not
choosing
popular?
This one? Then I started playing it and then my teacher also exposed me to other musicians like Chioniso Marere and Mbuya Stella Chueshe. Sometimes would give me CDs, go and listen to this album, just get the inspiration, and then I started also writing music using this instrument. I started off with gospel songs.
Nice.
Gospel,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because I mean, I think it's a really good fusion because we don't see a lot of gospel artists using our local or our African
instruments,
as well. I don't know why.
It's impressive.
It's quite impressive what you're doing. But you know what? You are here. You say the cake is too big for everybody.
Yeah,
we want people to get a feel of what it is that you do, right? Yeah. If you have a message for Mary, please come through on 0772-168-045. We're going to have a live session in the studio, her and her band and the people that she came with. And if you want to just throw some fire emojis, some voice notes, please come through on 0772-168-045. Mary, are you ready?
I am ready.
But be nice at this time.
I'm always
nice. We spoke about it off air.
But I'm always nice. But Mary, All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time here on ZFM Stereo, it's a live set. If you want to know more, if you want to hear more, see more, we're going to let you know when we're going to post it on our social media platforms.
Yeah.
The guys are ready. Everyone is ready. And let's do it. Mary, let's get it.
So this song is called Bonzo. And this song is dedicated to all the hustlers. Without a blue collar, without a yellow collar, red collar job, whatever you're doing, this is a song of encouragement. We see you, we notice you, and keep on grinding. Dino famba, zira zaka wanda. Gula zinji kukwiza nekutika. Gure kutagasa. Sa. Dino shanda inini maguta akawanda abone abonda batanda siyo guri guri ritira mori asiku chakwende vularume vanotsimuran konasi chita shanduka kana munhu ava kuzvionera ega kuchakwende vularume vanotsimurana konasi chita shanduka kana munhu ava kuzvionera ega ndinobomanya manya wani ndinobotenga jeka vanhuwe ndinobomanya manya wani kutenga jeka vanhuwe maoko anokwikwidzana Varum mendo ite chipa chapa chanange mudange
We were now in the rhythm. How can she say to us,
Zakwana? I'm sorry.
To your fans, what you make you to Zakwana?
That was so cool, man. Lovely stuff. 0772-168-045. Wow. We've got Mary in the building. If you've got something that you want to say to her, of course, I'm sure you do have something that you want to say to her. Please come through on that very same number. And if you want to ask her a question or maybe you just want to comment on what she's doing, please come through and help us celebrate good music.
Man, Transy Mary's Bay. Wow.
Mary's Bay.
And your backing vocalist.
They're doing the
fire.
Most fire. Fire. No, boys are going to lose their target. You know, Zaku make a sense. One of the person is niggas no bigger than that. And she went to the value. All right, speaking of Bonzo, though, because it's a song that I think did very well, we're going to talk about how you got signed, you're signed to a record label, what that's going to mean to your music, to your craft, and your future. This is the single that they were performing. It's a song that I personally love because I'm a fan. It's called Bonds. Wow.
hits like this. ZFM Stereo 2020 News Headlines.
President Mnangagwa says Zimbabwe reaps rewards from regional trade integration. Transport Ministry pushes for gender equality in engineering, and Kama Billiet edges unity as Zimbabwe faces South Africa.
Your hidden music station.
It's 19 minutes before we shut down the big show on a throwback Thursday, and joining us is Mary. She's such a dope artist. Mary, let's talk about how you then got signed. When did you get signed, and do you remember getting that call? Do you remember anyone telling you that you're going to get signed? How did that happen?
Okay, so back in 2022, around Jacaranda time, Flying Bantu from Vic Falls approached me, and they said, Mary, we need backing vocals for our album, their recent album. And then they were being recorded by Keith. And I was like, Keith, you know, I'd really love to work with you because I've been doing a lot of digital recording. I'd really love to have this sound for you. I loved the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started, I got his number, and then I've been sending him my music and stuff. It was just blue ticking me.
Blue ticking you.
Then last year, he reached out. Hi, Mary, we are opening our new studio. It would be nice if you come through. I was like, yeah, I'd really love to. Okay, after two, three years. And
finally.
Then I went through, and then it's like, oh, yeah, I remember you mentioned in 2022 you wanted to work with me. So how best can we work together? And then we sat down, and then I was the first artist to be signed by Bridge.
In case people are wondering who we are talking about, it's Bridge.
Bridge North
record label, and as other artists that are signed there,
Silent, Melissa,
Chiweda as well.
It's really
That
is huge. You know, Mary, I asked you this off air, right?
Yeah,
because I need to make sure. So people associate the mbira or show and certain instruments with Jevadzimu Nijechivan. So how can you demystify that?
Honestly, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian, and even Bible not to encourage churches to also accept our traditional instruments because it's more like we're running away from our own shadow.
Right.
So, kana mchitambira ngoma, mchitambira hosho, mchitambira kambira dzacho, to choose.
Mchitambira izvese.
Mchitambira izvese. Gosha sezvinongorumbidza Mwari. We can sing a gospel song here. Madimona akatongodzoka. So it depends with who you are.
I'm looking at you guys.
I'm sorry.
I know, right?
I'm also.
I know.
It's women empowerment.
How would I go? It's okay. All right, so we're going to give you guys a few minutes to just give us another song before we then shut down the big show. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, we are ready. I'm sure the listeners are ready.
This song is called Kamuzangaza, and it's a song that addresses issues pertaining to gender-based violence. I'm a man,
The person nobody has wrote, and I'm not a victor. But hey, well done, guys. You guys are doing amazing, amazing things. All right, so if people want to want this music from you, Mary, people want to book you for performances, maybe they want to experience some of this, how can they get in touch with you?
Okay.
Or maybe they want you on a festival somewhere, how can they get in touch with you?
So you guys can follow us.
I like
on
it.
On Instagram, Mary Annabelle. Twitter, Mary Annabelle. Facebook, Mary Annabelle. My YouTube, Mary Annabelle.
Wow. No one has ever done that before.
I wasn't expecting that.
You know, we always ask people, hey, for, they'll say, follow me on Twitter. No, they've never done this.
Wow.
Yep.
I have a show on the 8th of
November. I have a ticket. You gave me a ticket,
okay,
remember?
Yeah,
I'm going to be there.
This amazing experience, because this is like the second time we're performing in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be an amazing. We don't do shows or concerts. We do experiences.
Experiences.
Yeah, this was an experience.
It was. So, if I think if people want more information, they can go to your to your socials and check out when, how, where, and everything. Mary, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Finally, we managed to do this.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary.
I don't owe you anything.
No, you do.
No, Zaita.
Zaita.
Zaita.